Good morning, everyone. Welcome once again. How many of you are ready to worship? Worship Jesus. Good. So I'm just going to, I just want to share what I was thinking about and what how God revealed something. You know, we all know God's word that, and Jesus' name is above all the other names, isn't it? We all know that. And there's power in Jesus' name. And for me, okay, because he's God, there's power. That is it. But then one word made a huge difference. I'm reading from Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 11. Jesus Christ, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, shall we all repeat? Therefore. I mean, just therefore, there's no value actually. But when you put therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. So today we praise Jesus. We use his name to do such great things. And who and what was the reason behind it? It was the sacrifice of Jesus. And God the Father, because of all that he has done, because of all that sacrifice, God the Father, he exalted Jesus and he made his name above every other name. Isn't that awesome? We just have to use his name. It's like freely given to us. God gave us freely. This is my name. Use it to do mighty things. And it all takes back to the cross. Without the cross, no, nothing, right? So let's just remember that everything that we have, that we are, it comes from the sacrifice of Jesus. Let's focus on Jesus, his sacrifice. And that's how there's power in his name. So this Jesus, he deserves all our praise and worship this morning. So shall we all stand to worship Jesus? And I just pray, let's pray, you know, I've been feeling this. If there are any barriers, let's pray that all these barriers would be removed. Lord Jesus, we just want to commit the next few minutes into your hands. Lord, we know that you are already here because we have gathered in your name. I just want to pray and commit this time, Lord. I just want to pray for these barriers, whatever they are, just remove these barriers, Lord. Move these barriers, whether it's related to heart or in the spiritual realm. I just ask you, Lord, remove these barriers so that we can approach you and worship you freely with confidence and hope. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let's worship. Just a number, man.
of the Savior, with the heart of the Father, you are all we need. You're here with the hands of the healer, with the power of the Spirit, you are all we need. At the mention of your name, every chain will break. I know everything will change. Jesus, just the whisper of your name, we silence wind and waves at the mention of your name. comes to the broken.
Jo kar sake na.
Yes, God, truly you are my rock. You are my rock, and you are the rock on which we stand, Lord. And Lord, even in the middle of the storm, we know one thing, Lord, that you are there with us, and you are holding our hands, and you are a God who would never leave us nor forsake us.
Jesus, enthroned upon the praises of our hearts. Oh,
this church.